Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Marginoid with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Mr. Motivator. No, sorry, he's not. It's Chris Ramsey.
She is so jealous that I am now bike guy and indoor bike guy.
Just really both. Disgusted at how fit you've become. Yeah. And I don't feel like this is the man that I married. I did not want a marriage where somebody was really, really fit and health orientated. Didn't want that. I'm not enjoying it.
I am not health orientated in the slightest. I did an hour on the exercise bike today, sweated like a beast, came in and had a bacon sandwich and egg. What else did I put in that bacon sandwich? Ask us.
Butter.
Slice of cheese, right? So don't you talk to me about health, right? I go on the bike for an hour so I can have a bacon sandwich with egg and cheese in, like some kind of animal.
I know, but I just don't think your timing is well off.
Well, because you're pregnant.
Well, because I'm pregnant and I've put on a stone.
Right.
Because I'm pregnant.
It's the baby.
The baby's like not even 2 pounds yet.
Your last baby was a stone. Fucking just under, wasn't he? Mr. Heifer.
Fair enough.
The rugby player.
I find it very insensitive. But right. I don't want to, listen, let's not...
Maybe I want to be fit and healthy for my family. Eh? Maybe I want to be a protector. Why do you think we want a punch bag in the front garden? Eh? I don't even use it. It's just there so people go, ooh, better not burgle that.
That's going to kill one of our kids, that is.
Yeah, it's probably going to fall very off that heavy. Tree. But people go past and go, let's burgle that. Hold on. Clearly some kind of professional boxer lives there.
Oh, hold on. Clearly some sort of nutter lives here. Who's decided to put his punch bag in his front garden.
Well, the thing
who's
is...
Who's his wife? Who's letting him do that?
The thing is, it must have looked quite impressive at first, but now it's literally just covered in, like, fallout from the tree and bird shit.
You've
like,
used it
scruffy.
Three times.
Yeah, but they don't fucking know that.
Complete waste of money.
They go, Ivan Drago lives there. You know, in the shed as well, I've just got a Bluetooth speaker that's just constantly playing the Rocky theme as well, so they can just hear it.
Muhammad Ali did get married in South Shields.
He got his vows renewed. Very common misconception there. He got his vows renewed at the mosque in Leggett.
Same thing.
Well, yeah. Just let yourself down on Shields knowledge there. Mysteries. Guys, we've dove in head first. We haven't even started yet. It's episode 85. Thank you so much for being with us. If you're just joining us, welcome. You've got a fucking twat load of a back catalogue to get yourself through. please continue to like, rate and subscribe and all of that jazz. We really do appreciate it. And without further ado, it's time to pay those bills. This week's sponsor.
Brings
this week's
nothing to this home.
Lucrative sponsor.
Part of the podcast.
This week's sponsor is...
Yeah.
People who sit far too close to the steering wheel while driving.
Oh, I hate them.
Hey.
I really hate them, actually.
Hey, you getting into your car? You pull that seat right forward there. You get your fucking chin right over the top of that steering wheel and get your... You're like a little squirrel, don't you? You look like a little squirrel looking over your thing. Why do you need to see the floor in front of your fucking car? Look into the distance. Your peripheral vision will pick up the foreground. You look fucking mental.
It's actually more dangerous.
It's so fucking dangerous. And not just that, when I see someone driving like that, I need to get away from them immediately because I'm like, you are just shitting your pants. You shouldn't be in a car, right? It's craziness. Just sitting right over there. We go, what are your legs? Your legs must be getting cramped up. What are you doing? Like, you need to have your arm a slight bend in the elbow. Slight bend in the elbow is what you need.
I agree.
Because guess what? If you crash head on, that steering wheel is going to take your fucking nut off.
Do you know what always disappoints us about this?
What?
It's usually always a woman.
Really? I saw a couple of
blokes.
I've seen old men doing it, yeah.
Oh, see, no, it's always a woman and I just go,
really?
What, love?
So you
like
can
seat
say that.
Up, like the seat's upright.
Yeah.
Literally upright and they're eating
the
steering wheel.
Looks like it's a three-door and they let someone in but then forgot to click their seat back.
Yes, and they're still bent over while someone's climbing over the back of them. It's just never good and I always just think you are so uncomfortable.
Isn't it interesting how you can say it's always a woman but I would never be able to say that?
Yeah, that's why I said it.
Yeah.
Because I've got a vagina.
Yeah, that five.
No, you didn't tell us to say it.
I'm joking.
Because I've got a vagina and we can, you know, slag off the vaginas. But don't you!
I've never seen a woman do it.
Slag off anyone with a vagina. My vagina crew.
Sitting in front of your steering wheel. If you have a head-on collision, the engine will crush your legs like a fucking accordion. Mm-hmm. Stop it.
They're probably not going that far, to be fair.
I don't know why they're sponsoring the podcast. I mean, I've slagged them off. We'll probably not get the money for that.
I don't think there's any money to be made from that. Who knows?
There's not that kind of attitude.
Here's the jingle.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle. Gone.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shagged Married Annoyed, 85 in. 85. Can I believe that, like, that's cray, cray.
And I am, as the series goes on and as the world tumbles further and further into all these lockdowns and all this stuff, I'm finding we could really get away with calling the podcast just Annoyed now.
Yeah. Well, we're still married.
Welcome to Annoyed. Yeah.
We haven't shagged for a while.
Nah, well, you've got a bloody bun in the oven.
Pregnancy does that to you.
Freaks us out.
A lot of people get hornier during pregnancy.
Not you. Not you. No, you get tired and angry, and you seem to have some kind of trump card for basically everything. What? I was going to make it a sponsor, actually. It's literally going to be this week's sponsor, being pregnant. Hey, want to be an arsehole and get away with it? Be pregnant.
Wow, yeah.
Want everyone to go and get stuff for you? Be pregnant.
Yeah, want to clamp your vagina shut to your other half? Be pregnant. Works like a charm.
Just makes you tired, doesn't it? It might be something to do with the fact
that
you make
giant babies.
It doesn't
just make me tired, Chris. Pregnancy makes every...
Not makes, no, you're right, it makes me tired as well. It does make me tired as well. It does. I'm getting it like sort of osmosis. I feel tired as well.
You've had everything through osmosis. Like this morning, though, when the Ben's toothbrush was upstairs and the toothpaste, and you were like, his toothpaste up there. I was like, can you run up and go get it? And you were like, oh, can you not go get it? I was like, I am 6 months pregnant. Like, I'm not trying to use it as an excuse, but you are not currently 6 months pregnant. So you could run up the stairs a lot faster than what I could. And currently the baby is on my sciatic nerve and I'm in a little bit of pain.
Right.
But you just keep forgetting. Don't put your hand up, doers. You keep forgetting that I'm pregnant. It's not fair.
We are pregnant.
We are not pregnant. I am pregnant and you are just carrying on like nothing's happened. Anyway.
Oh, well, your back might be hurting, you know, and your feet might be hurting. But you know what's hurting, Rosie? My ears are hurting.
Oh, good.
Listening to you. Bang on.
Yeah.
About being pregnant. Didn't you get a message of someone saying, oh, you're pregnant, you've never mentioned it? Didn't someone troll you with that?
That was a while ago, and that was a troll. Why are you sticking up for trolls?
That was me. That was just one of my accounts, one of my many troll accounts that I just like to have a go at you with.
Great.
I'm gaslighting you through many troll accounts.
Through all of the horrible... Yeah.
A few famous people as well. A few famous people like you think you're friends with. It's just me and another account. Giovanna Fletcher, not even a real person. It's just me.
Can you imagine that? All them texts that I've had just from you.
It would be like that. It'd be like Split. You would just realise that you're just all these people were just me.
That happens a lot on Instagram. I was thinking about this the other day. Did I say this to you? Loads of cool places always start following us, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, wow, like that. I can't think of anything off the top of my head, but just cool, like, brands and big things start following us. And I'm like, wow, they've started following me. And then they just disappear off the face of the earth.
Yeah, well, they'll probably follow you for 5 minutes and go, oh, look, oh, she's like a mummy Instagrammer. Oh, fantastic. She'd be great for our brand. Then they see you fucking swearing your head off, dancing around.
Oh, no, she's a scumbag.
Screaming and that. And they go, oh, no, she is not what we're looking for. She's absolutely not our demographic at all.
It's so true. Yeah. It's so true.
We are not currently looking to fill the Geordie Fishwife demographic. And they go and get a yummy mummy.
Yeah, and then disappear of the fit. It's happened all the time. But you know what? I can't change. Even if... I don't know that song.
Great.
Anyway.
Awesome. Awesome. There we go. I mean, that just proved the fucking point. It's not even just the fact that you're a scumbag. It's also the lack of professionalism in everything that you do. You didn't even know the words to the song.
I love my lack of professionalism.
I love it.
No, do you know why?
Imagine this was a job interview. So what are your strengths? I love my lack of professionalism.
I do, because then I never feel let down professionally.
Right. Okay.
Because I never try that hard. No, because I think when you try really hard and you're really ambitious and you're like, come on. And then when you get knockbacks, you get really good. And I think it really must affect you. Whereas I don't try that hard and lovely things happen and I go, shit.
You're like a constant competition winner, aren't you?
Yeah.
Like, even if you've earned something, you're like, like the book. We worked really, really hard on the book and it got Sunday Times number one bestseller. And we literally, I mean, me as well, but you more than, you couldn't believe it. It was like, and I'm like, you fucking, you know, you grafted your tits off. Like, we both did. You got to give yourself a bit of credit now.
Well, okay, fair enough. That's the one off. I think everything else is just, like this. Look at this.
This is a fucking fluke.
This is, the fuck?
Guys, just to let you behind the curtain here, I mean, figuratively and literally, we've actually had to close the curtains in the room we're in because the window cleaner's still here and we didn't want him to see we're doing that. I mean, what a fucking shambolic setup for one of the biggest podcasts in the UK. It's ridiculous.
But like, I'm very glad he's here because our windows are manky.
Yeah, I wish he would do the insides as well. The amount of time Robin just eats something sticky and goes and finger paints the fucking window.
Oh, excuse me?
What?
I do clean the inside windows, but have you not seen what he started doing?
No.
Well, because we're in a current lockdown, and if I'm doing it on a weekend or whatever, I clean the windows, and he comes over for a laugh, licks his hand, and then sticks them on the window again.
Why did you clean again, then?
Oh.
You've already explained that you're there with the cleaning product. What's the matter with you?
But he thinks it's funny.
Hey, there's no wonder these Instagram accounts follow you and then unfollow you. You don't fucking... Honestly, you don't commit to anything.
There's been no window cleaning products followed us as yet, so...
Well, hey, they might now.
You never know. Your windows are scruffy.
Classic little... guys, you've got a classic little video coming up there. She'll clean the inside. Robin will go and lick it. You know, we can escalate it. We'll do like an after 9 p.m. one where you just throw some shit at it. Like, it'll be great. I can hear the money rolling in.
Hashtag ad. Babadoo, 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 ba. Something that I think you and our listeners will enjoy.
Yeah.
My nana, I've spoken about her a couple of times, my nana Bridget, she's currently listening to the podcast, she's catching up.
She's Sandra's mum.
So this is Sandra's mum.
Sandra's mum.
Yeah. So that's me nana, my little nana Bridget. She got a new bureau yesterday from my uncle. So my uncle's doing out...
What in the name of God is a bureau?
It's like an organising, like a bureau. Like turns into a desk.
Just keep saying that name. Keep saying the word, I don't know.
Oh, wait, well, it's like a chest of drawers, but then it's got the little slanty bit on the top that can turn into a desk.
Oh,
why?
Fuck.
I mean, why she's took that, I don't know, because she doesn't...
I've never seen one of them for years.
Well, she's got one of them off my uncle, because he's doing out his spare room, and then she can't see things go to waste.
Right.
So Bridget's
was it
got
fully sanitised before it was taken to her house? Because I might have to phone the police.
Who knows? Maybe she's... She likes to live on the edge. Maybe she didn't. I can't say for sure. Anyway, so she's got this new bureau.
Yeah.
And she's been organising it all because she loves just organising stuff and that.
Bless her.
So she's been getting all our little filing stuff and in the sections, right? So she sent on the group, on the family WhatsApp, she sent a picture, sorted it out and all this. And I noticed on the picture, so she sorted out a filing cabinet into sections,
Can
right?
Can I just say I just love what she's doing. This is exactly the kind of stuff I do. Do you know when I'm away, the desk that in the room, whatever hotel room I'm in, everything's perpendicular and sorted and perfect. I love this. I need to see a photo of this afterwards.
Hate you.
I love sorting stuff out.
Yeah, well, so does she. Obviously, you get on very well. So she's got three sections in one bit of a filing cabinet,
three
right?
Three dockets. Yeah.
So she's got everything from like birth certificate from when she was born and like all of her kids and that and whatever, like my mum and everyone. And then she's got from when she was married.
Yeah.
And then she's got our will and stuff.
Okay.
So it's like three different sections. You know what she's called them?
What?
She's called these sections hatched, matched and dispatched.
Fucking fantastic.
I had to ring her because I was like,
hatched,
Nana,
matched and dispatched.
What does hatched, matched and dispatched mean? She was like, well, hatched when I was born, matched when I married your granda, and dispatched when I'm dead.
Would it be rude if I asked her if she could leave me this bureau in our will? Because it sounds like the kind of thing I'd be well up for.
She would probably leave it to you, unless somebody else has got it. She's got four kids. She's got like 20, how many is it with grandkids? 25 grandkids or something?
Slag.
And great grandkids.
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
Wow. She did not birth them all herself.
That was uncalled for. Sorry, Bridge, if you're listening, but it had to be said.
She'll ring you now.
Oh, God.
Well, she texted you the other day, I told you, didn't I? Oh, no, she rang us when watching the telly the night. because she's been on my Instagram. She's got Instagram, but she doesn't. She looks like a troll because she doesn't post anything,
yeah.
and she never says out. She just randomly just stalks all of the kids and that.
Yeah.
And she rang us and she was like, "Rosie, there's a woman. She's commented on one of your pictures, asking people to look at her bum." And I...
Again, one of my accounts very annoyed about that.
Like, and I went on her profile and she's got a video of her and the bitch is having sex on the video and she was like, "Do you know her?"
Do I know her?
No, I don't
know her. Your nana's too pure for this
world. I know. I had to tell her that she was like a bot and then I had to explain what bots were.
Oh, God.
It was a much longer conversation than
this. We were watching The Boys. Is that when you left the room? When I was watching The Boys and I literally sat with it on pause for about 40 fucking minutes. That was that conversation.
Just letting her know what trolls were. And just letting her know that those accounts.
A fucking open university phone call.
Yeah. Porn accounts. Mm. I don't know the person personally. Well. Unfortunately.
He's sitting opposite you. It's one of me bots.
Babadoo, 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 bah. So yesterday.
Yeah.
Whilst we were chatting to Robin. Because I try to get everything out of him at the minute about school.
Yeah.
But he's never that forthcoming.
God, he's like, he's either, he just doesn't want to tell why. He's got the worst memory ever.
I think it's a bit of both.
Yeah.
But it was funny because I think he was talking, he always tells me about the kids who've been getting wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I don't know whether he could be getting wrong and we don't know because I don't know if he'd tell it. But he
do
does.
Do parents even in it? Sorry to interrupt. Do they do parents even in reception?
Well, yeah, but maybe he's not at the minute.
Right, but they're going to tell her. They would tell her, wouldn't they?
I think they'd tell her, yeah. So. He was saying, he was chatting about that, and I said to him, I was like, you just keep your nose clean. I was going to say, I didn't say that, like he's in prison.
He wouldn't get that.
No.
If you said, "Robin, keep your nose clean," he would go and clean his nose. Yes. You'd go, "Mammy, I washed my nose today, aren't I good?" He'd be like, "Oh, yes."
No, I said to him, I said, "Well, you don't want to get wrong at school, because it's not very nice getting wrong with the teachers. It's not nice at all. It's embarrassing and you'll feel really awful." And then I said to you, I went, "Daddy, did you ever get wrong at school?" And you,
I do remember
you,
this.
You looked up at me and you went, "Dunno, did I?"
Yeah, I didn't know what the answer was.
It was like something out of a sitcom.
I didn't know what the answer was. Yeah, I didn't know what lesson we were trying to teach him. I didn't understand. So you were like, "You don't want to get..." Yeah, I do remember that. I'm pointing at the floor where I was. I was on the floor. I was making a track with these Hot Wheels cars. And yeah, and you went, "Did you ever get told off?" And I looked at you and I went, "Did I get told off?" And you went, "No, you didn't." And I was like, "No, I didn't. I never got told off."
That's so funny.
I got told off loads, but I don't know what the fucking rules are. You've got a new rule about what we'll have to do every single day.
I'm making it up as I go along, Chris.
But would it not be good to go, "Yeah, I did get told off and it was terrible and it was awful and it ruined my life"?
No, why are you so dramatic? No, I think it's better to just go, "No, I never got told off."
Right, okay.
Because then if you go, "Oh, yes, I got told off," and then if he gets told off, he'll go, "Well, my daddy got told off."
Right, okay.
So,
okay.
God, think, Chris, come on. Think.
That's what I was leaning at, but that's why I didn't say straight away, "Yeah, I got told off all the time. I was constantly moved into the corridor on my own."
Very funny that you had to ask.
Yeah.
Did I get told off?
It was talking. I just constantly got told off for talking.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Big shout out to all the teachers out there. Woohoo, what's my job now, bitches? Talking,
yeah.
Not teachers in general, my teachers, who absolutely 1,000,000% do not listen to this.
Do you not think?
Oh, God, no.
Nah.
Imagine that.
My English teacher still hasn't been in touch.
Mine did. Mine got in touch.
Oh, yeah, they did, didn't they?
Mine got
they?
In touch via another people on Instagram saying they were proud of us.
Oh, that's good. Oh, that's good.
That's nice.
Yeah. Babadoo, 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 ba. Just really quickly here, just want to give a shout out to the company that keeps messaging us asking if we'll do an advert for them for a blackhead vacuum. Stop it. It's offensive and it's upsetting. This was the email that we keep getting. "Hello, we think you would be a good candidate to promote our website. We are selling blackhead vacuum, not ear black, just we are selling blackhead vacuum."
To take out like blackheads, like pimples, like,
yeah.
But so they're basically saying you've got a fuckload of blackheads.
Well, sounds like it. And then, so we haven't replied. "Hello, we sent you an email about a paid collaboration a few days ago, but unfortunately we didn't get an answer. insert company name here because I'm not going to give them a shout out. Yeah, sincerely wants to work with you. This would be a great opportunity for your brand. Our marketing offer ends soon. We want to establish this collaboration as soon as possible for the Blackhead Vacuum.
Blackhead Vacuum.
Nice. We're all right though. Thank you.
Wow. Yeah. Thanks for that. But I mean, how many times I'm obsessed with having a blackhead or an ingrown hair, aren't I? Mm. Every 5 seconds I'm saying to you, is that a blackhead on my back or on my face or something?
Yeah.
And on the rare occasion I've got one, you're all over it.
Do you want me to get back in touch with them?
No, but you know, there is an example of a company that knows your level.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what I didn't like about it was that the offer ends very soon. So all the good, so obviously our blackheads aren't good enough for them. The offer, listen, the offer is now.
Yeah.
And if you don't take it now, then we'll find somebody else with blackheads.
Act now while your pores are suitably clogged.
Yeah. We're coming up to winter. It's going to get cold. Babadoo, 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 ba. This is Rosie's Mysteries, 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 Mysteries. Couldn't believe that he got it wrong last week. This is such a good game. They should commission this. Rosie's Mysteries, 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 Mysteries. Extremely informative Mysteries, Mysteries, Mysteries. Never wrong, never wrong, never wrong.
Now, having been subjected to this for some weeks now,
yes.
I am noticing that, you know, yeah, like sort of mysteries, mysteries, mysteries that you say. Mm. You know, that's supposed to be an echo, but you say it the same level, if not louder, each time.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? So
I will take that.
If it was done properly, it would have been Rosie's Mysteries, 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 Mysteries.
Okay, all right.
But
then.
You go, Rosie's Mysteries, Mysteries. It's just you repeating the word mysteries.
I wanted to be able to hear it, to come across. All right.
Okay.
You done now?
Yeah,
done
I am.
Slagging it off?
Yeah.
Great. Got a good one here.
Go on then.
Okay.
I'll be the judge of that, but come on.
We'll see. Hi, Chris and Rosie.
Hi.
I've held onto this story for a while, debating whether or not to send it in. But now, I think it would fit in with the new format for Rosie's Mysteries. Mysteries. Mysteries.
Yeah. Great.
My partner's colleague was in the Navy 20 plus years ago and told the office this story about one of his trips to shore.
Oh, God.
I love that, to shore. I once worked somewhere... gigged somewhere at a holiday camp.
Yeah.
And I think it was like Portsmouth or something. Is that where people from the Navy go? No, like, is that where the dock? Is that a docking?
Yes.
Right.
I can't be asked to get into this, but yes.
Okay, well, we were there, and I kid you not, right? We went clubbing after a gig.
Yeah.
There was men in, like, Navy things out, and I felt like I was in some sort of 1940s bloody war movie.
Right, so they're all dressed in
the
gear.
They were all dressed in, like, in the Navy gear, right. And I was just
like... Are you sure it wasn't a stag do?
No, because I asked and they said, oh, we're all port here.
Are you sure that's not what they would just say if they were trying to look like they were on the pull and they were a stag do?
Okay, right.
Do you know, I was once, one New Year, really, really pissed in a pub in Shields.
Uh-huh.
And some guy who had, like, really curly, long, cool, like, surfer hair. And I was touching his hair and he was telling us about all this different music that he liked, all these indie bands and stuff. And I was so pissed I didn't realise it was a wig for so long.
No, why? Yeah. That's weird.
I was just mortal. I was like, your hair's geek class. And he was like, oh, yeah. And he just started telling us about indie bands and that. And I think I liked Arctic Monkeys at the time. And I was like, telling him about indie bands and stuff. And then he just whipped the wig off later. He didn't even like all that. He was just bullshitting us. I didn't even realise.
So strange.
Strange, isn't it?
So we've both been done by people.
Well, you might
men,
not have been done.
I'm men just, pretending to be something that they're not.
You might not have been done, but I've told you they're my past experience. And I have been fooled in the past. And that's why I've got my guard up.
Oh. Well, now I feel like I might have been.
You never know.
Please keep me anonymous.
Nah.
A few of the others from the office listen to the podcast.
Mm. Got an office, have you? Showing off during these times.
Oh, yeah, look at you. The ship docked at a port for the night, so he headed for a local bar where he met a woman. Could have been me.
It might have been you.
Might have been. Wasn't,
you never know.
Wasn't.
Good.
After a night of chatting, they headed down to the beach where they lay down and started kissing / fooling around.
Fooling around.
So it is a seaside town. And this is, I did gig
at the
seaside town.
Of course it's a fucking
town.
Seaside town.
Because of the sea.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, I love you so much. That's
right.
Hilarious.
Okay.
So what we'll do is we'll dock in Liverpool and then we'll jump on the train for 3 hours to Leicester for no fucking reason at all.
Anyway. So.
Your little face when you realise they've gone to the beach.
I'm tired. So they headed down the beach and they were kissing slash fooling around.
Oh, goodness.
After a while, she asked what he was doing. He replied, "Why, do you like it?" She said she wasn't sure and asked again what it was he was doing. What was he doing?
Oh, so to her.
Yes.
So he's doing something and she's like, what is it? Oh. Mm-hmm.
They're on the beach kissing slash fooling around. And she's like, what are you doing? He's like, do you like it? She's like,
right, okay.
Don't know. Okay, what
so,
is it?
So it can't be like nibbling the ear or something because she would know that.
Yeah, you'd know that.
Yeah. So it's got to be something to her. But if it's something to her, surely she would feel it. If he was just grabbing her or doing something to our body.
She is feeling it, right? I think.
So
it, it's she just got, doesn't really know what it is.
So, right, okay, so the thing I'm putting together here is it's on the beach, so it's got to have something to do with either seaweed or a stone or some sand.
Okay.
Possibly a stone. Is he rubbing a smooth pebble on her or something weird?
Is that what you're going for?
I don't know. I mean, what I immediately want to go for was he like bending her knee back and shagging the gap in her knee or something? I don't know.
That's weird.
But I'm going to go with something. He's doing something to her with a stone or something.
Oh, right, okay.
He does some sand. He's basically he's using beach paraphernalia as my, that he's just found.
Right, okay.
Okay.
Oh, wow, right, okay. Okay. Let's see. He explained that he was picking up little pebbles from the beach and inserting them up her bum.
Come on!
Well done, you dirty little bastard.
I've got such mixed emotions because I'm so glad I got it right, but I'm so sad that I guessed that.
I know. What has this podcast done to you? Needless to say, she was not happy and left immediately. Can you imagine that? Honestly. I'm very glad that I did not go home with any of them Navy boys now. After hearing this.
I just can't. Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. I've just found these and I really like them, but I haven't got any pockets. Will you just keep them for us? Just pop, pop, pop.
Little souvenir from one night together.
Oh, my God. That is terrible.
You cracked the mystery, though.
I did crack the mystery.
Mystery? Mystery?
Honestly, I can't speak. I'm so excited. God. And she got up so angry, farted and got a 7 skimmer. World record skimmer. Well done.
Babadoo, 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 bap.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
Hello, Chris.
Oh, shit. Hello, who's
Hello,
this?
Hello, it's Belinda. Belinda,
sorry.
You're right.
Sorry, love, yes. How are you?
I'm not doing great, not, Chris. I'm not going to lie.
So you're still smoking, eh, even though there's a respiratory virus.
Oh, Chris, I'm past caring. I'm past caring, love.
Okay.
I'm actually smoking more, to be honest. Do you know what I mean? Stick it to the mass. Stick it to the mass. So, I don't know.
Man,
anyway,
stick it
to
the
man. Yeah, them fuckers.
It's weird. Even your characters don't know sayings.
It's funny, isn't it? So, we're on a lockdown, local lockdown. You'll be on it as well because we just live up the street from each other.
Do it, yes, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
But yeah. There's a lot of stuff going on at the minute, Chris. I'm basically just ringing because obviously we're think alike and I care about
Sorry?
You.
Sorry?
I just didn't know whether you know the things that I know
okay.
from the people who I know.
Right, okay.
I know a lot of people. I hear a lot of things on the streets, Chris,
right,
and
okay.
I just want you to be up to date with what I know.
Yep.
Yeah.
Come on then.
So I've heard recently Boris Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Him and Donald Trump, they're actually brothers. I don't know if you know that, but they are. You'll never guess who the mom is.
Right. Who?
It's only Lady Gaga.
I have actually heard that.
Yeah, she is actually a lizard in disguise.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's birthed them both, and right. finally the dreams are coming true.
Right.
And I don't know whether you know about all of this coronavirus stuff at the minute.
Right.
But there's the number 6. Does that mean anything to you during this whole pandemic?
Well, rule of 6 is something I'm looking forward to hopefully
having back.
Yeah, hopefully.
Well, yeah, just a couple of things that I know. Uh-huh. To be absolutely true.
Right.
So obviously the number 6 plays a lot in all of this coronavirus. Okay. You've got the rule of 6. You've got the 6 o'clock news.
Yeah.
Yeah. usually there's four members in a family, isn't there?
Yeah.
You'd say there's four mum in an average family, right? Add right. six to that, what do you get? Six ten. Add four, you get 10.
Yeah.
10 Downing Street. That's where all the politicians go.
Why? Right.
And then you've got six for 666, right. like the devil.
Right.
All goes back to devil worshipping.
Okay.
And I've got it on great authority as well, Chris, from great the people.
Authority.
If you do, I don't know if you know this, mm-hmm. but Boris Johnson sets his alarm for 6 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
And have you ever seen him after 6 o'clock at night recently?
I imagine
you have you?
I imagine he's in the Downing Street pub. That doesn't shut at 10.
There's nowhere to be seen.
Right, okay.
I just wanted to let you know.
That's why, so he's getting up early. He's having an early night. That's good stuff. Good for him. Needs it.
Why has he got them bags under his eyes?
Don't know, because he's got the worst job in the world.
Well, could think of worse myself. Anyway, I just wanted you to know, Pet, just so you're aware of everything going on. I hope you're keeping
so
okay.
So that's your conspiracy theories that you...
Oh, I know. Is
this a new
Nobody
thing?
Nobody said anything about conspiracy theories, oh, right, Christopher.
Okay.
Them are for mugs.
Okay.
I'm actually very well informed. Right, I'll have you know.
Got you.
Down
got
at the club. All right.
Okay.
Wavy Davey.
Got you.
Tell me everything. You know.
Wavy Davey from the club?
Yes.
Well, you've got to wave now because you've got to sit on separate fucking tables, haven't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
Lots of love.
Glad you're still making the club, though. Well done, you.
Thank you. Bye. Good.
Bye. Well, that was horrible.
I don't understand why people believe these conspiracy theories. She's got a point, though, with the number six.
No.
Something going on there.
Yeah. Yeah. No. The Lady Gaga thing's more believable than that. What's your beef?
Shall I go first?
Do you want to go first?
Yeah.
Go on, then.
You keep tightening things too tight.
It's straight in there.
Mm-hmm.
Not even my beef with you, just straight in.
No, bottles. Anything that you can screw.
Yeah.
Anything that you can do too tight, you do it.
That sounded terrible. Right. You know I'm an athlete. You know I'm a bike guy, boxing guy, gym guy. It's one of the things.
It's not necessary. You are not entering World's Strongest Man competition.
Nah, pointless.
Don't
Win.
Need to be that
Whitewash,
tight.
Wouldn't it?
You actually gonna break the thing that you're trying to tighten.
I'm sorry, right? I do tighten things too tight. I don't know what it is. However, you had to go at me for Robin's water bottle. I didn't tighten Robin's water bottle too tight. That wasn't me. The school must have retightened it, filled it up from him, retightened it.
No, that was very tight.
Well, someone at that school, bloody, he's got a good exercise regime. They probably go on their bike quite a lot.
Possibly, yes.
Might even have a punch bag in the garden. You never know. I'm boring myself. My beef with you this week is, now, I have got one, two, three. I've got three beefs with you.
Mm.
Okay? Pick one. Top, middle, or bottom? You can have. Top, middle, or bottom?
Bottom.
Bottom. You said to me earlier on, I've broken up with people for being too fit in the past because I was on my bike today.
True story.
You broke up with someone for being too fit.
Yep.
You feeder.
What do you mean?
You fucking feed. What, you don't want everyone? What do you want? Everyone just be an invalid
around
you?
Eh? No. Right, okay. He was a little bit older than me.
Right.
He went running every day.
Right.
He had a six pack. I just felt a bit threatened by it, if I'm honest. I didn't like it. Well, it was nice at first, and I was like, oh, look at my boyfriend, got a six pack, and he was like quite nice. And then at the end, I just felt like I couldn't binge out on crisps and chocolate in front of him because he was just judging us, and he used coconut oil in that, and I was like, I kind of do this.
Has anyone in the world ever said the sentence and he used coconut oil and I was like, I can't do this.
Nah, honestly, I was like, if I have another sweet potato fry done in coconut oil with chicken, I'm going to vomit. Because it was just too much and he just ran all the time. And,
maybe he's run away from you.
Well, possibly,
but came back.
Well, I don't know whether to say this on here.
Come on.
I know, but me nana listens.
Right.
It's a bit rude.
Oh.
Well, have I not told you this before? Is it weird if I tell you this?
I don't know. We'll see.
Every time we had sex, I got cystitis. So I think I was actually a bit allergic to him.
Well, do you know what happened, though? Do you know what he was doing?
What?
Well, on his way back from his run, he was washing his dick in a puddle.
Oh. Oh, God. Ew. Probably. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for questions from the public.
From the public.
You gave in before me. That was going to keep going. Guys, as always, if you want to get in touch, at shagmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Please send us your funny stories, your dilemmas, what's going through your head, your would you rathers, anything. Stop sending whinging stuff and complaints and requests for trigger warnings. Not going to happen. Stop it. But all the rest of you, thank you very much.
Hello, Chris and Rosie.
Hello.
A few years back, myself and my partner decided to go visit my parents at their house. Do you remember when you could do that?
What?
That was
someone's
nice, wasn't it?
House. What the hell? What the hell?
Cray, cray.
Do you mean the garden?
Inside, Chris.
Do you mean you met them in a local car park, like The Sopranos?
No, just
in the house.
You could, once upon a time, in the long past ago.
Sounds far-fetched.
You could just walk in your parents' house.
Nah, I won't believe it.
No, honestly.
Nah.
No Dettol, no hand sanitizer, nothing. You could just walk in. You could walk in, you could cough in the sitting room and then leave.
Oh, okay.
If you wanted to.
I might break into my mum and dad's house tonight and cough in the sitting room and just leave.
I think your mum would probably have a heart attack if you did that.
Bye.
Bless her. Upon arrival, I opened the door to find my dad stood in the doorway to the kitchen, looking confused, knocked about and a bit blurry-eyed.
Ooh.
Concerned, I asked him what was wrong, to which he answered, "I think I just fell out of the loft."
Oh, that's a fucking amazing answer.
Now, the loft hatch was at the top of the stairs, and seeing no whopping great hole in the roof, I was very confused as to how he had fallen from the loft. He would have had to fall out of the hatch, roll across the landing down the stairs, bounce off the front door, and fly across the living room to have landed at the kitchen doorway.
Okay.
I asked for further explanation, but he didn't have any. He had no idea. His last memory was being in the loft and missing his footing, and the next thing he knew, he was in the kitchen doorway.
Jesus.
Well, of course, at this point, I started to piss my sides laughing. How could he not remember? To this day, he still has no clue what happened, just that he was sure he knocked himself out, and judging by the time... made me laugh. And judging by the daytime television blurring away in the background, he had managed to segue from this morning to loose women. So that's just a little funny story. But it says,
wow.
My question for you guys is, have you or a family member ever been in a situation where you've blacked out and are unsure how you've got from A to B?
So I sometimes get that when I'm driving.
What?
Like a frightening thing of when I'm driving. It's not like a blackout. It's just sometimes, have you never like driven and just thought, I have just done the last sort of, you know, half hour on fucking full on autopilot there.
Yes. Yeah. Or mine's not half an hour. Mine can be like probably about 20 seconds and I'll go, was I?
Yeah.
Did I look? Did I actually look at anything there?
Yeah.
Or did I just drive? Yeah.
Yeah,
so
I've had them.
This is probably when the DVLA get in touch with us and take away our driving license.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they want to sponsor us. That's a shame.
That would be nice. Either or. Don't take your driving license away, please. Don't take anything else away from me, for God's sake.
Oh, God. All you've got left is driving in the car on your own in circles. That's all we can do now.
Mm-hmm. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris.
Hello.
Following a recommendation by a friend, I recently started listening to your podcast and have found them very enjoyable.
Thank you.
Especially the fan letters describing their cringy / hair-raising experiences.
Fan letters?
Fan letters.
What year is it?
It's 2020, Chris. The worst year of everybody's life.
Oh, thanks for reminding us. I think they're called questions from the public. Carry on.
So, that's prompted me to contact you with my own story. A tale I'm only willing to share under complete anonymity. Oh, I can never say this word.
Anonymity.
Anonymity.
Yeah.
But your podcast seems to be the most acceptable forum to share such a grubby tale.
Wow.
Isn't that nice to know?
That is. Do you know what? That's a tagline. You've got a big Shag Married Annoyed poster. The most acceptable forum to share a grubby tale.
Yeah.
That's a fucking great tagline.
We should remember that, actually.
I'm happy with that, yeah.
I'm a bi male, late 20s, bisexual male.
Got you.
But this event took place roughly 10 years ago at university.
Okay.
A northern lad at a northern uni, it was fun and interesting having the chance to explore my sexuality. I quickly became good friends with a girl on the course who was / is 8 years my senior. And we both enjoyed pushing the boundaries and having fun.
Got
la la. Anyway, to cut a long story short, we ended up going dogging.
No way.
Yeah. We haven't spoke about dogging much, have we?
I just find it so fucking weird.
It's something that I could never do personally.
Nah.
No.
Nah.
No.
Literally my worst nightmare is accidentally ended up in a dogging car park and accidentally doing one of the signals that makes them all come and spaff all over.
That would never happen. How would you end up accidentally in a car park?
Have I not told you about when I finished a gig in Leeds once? I finished a gig in Leeds. And then I was like, oh, I know. It was the Hi-Fi Club in Leeds when I first started stand-up. I was like, I've done the Hi-Fi loads of times to drive back to Shields. I know how to do this drive. Literally within like 3 minutes of driving around Leeds, I was fucking knackered because the Leeds City Centre was a nightmare.
Oh, yeah,
around.
The ring road.
Yeah, I was like, right, I'm knackered. And I pulled into a back lane to turn me sat-nav on and literally a prostitute tried to get in the car instantly.
Wow.
Instantly tried to get in the car. I pulled all that and I was like finding on the sat-nav and the door handle went. Thankfully, the doors were locked and I like looked. And they like knocked on the door and pointed, and I like pointed at me sat nav. I was like, I'm just trying to get me sat nav. And they like shrugged and walked off, and I was like, oh my God.
Honestly, wasting that poor prozzy's time. Anyway, so they've ended up going dogging, right?
Fucking awful, but okay.
We'd heard about a local site in nearby woodland, so decided to check it out.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
This is what gets me. We'd seen the newspaper reports, the documentaries, and even the porn, meaning we sort of knew how it went down. So went armed with Venetian masks to obscure our faces, condoms, and enough lube for King Kong.
That's horrendous.
Oh, Friday night!
That's horrendous. Masks, lube, and fucking and condoms.
Yes.
Like you're a bank robbery, but you're going to fuck the safe open.
It's, yeah.
Oh.
Grim. In a wooded area.
A local wooded
anyway.
Area.
That's been on the news.
I love that. Yeah, on the news.
Yes.
So yeah, yeah.
That, was it the news? Or newspaper reports, documentaries, and porn.
I think they mean about dogging in general. I don't think they mean like...
No, they meant this place. The
really?
Local place. Yeah, of course.
Jesus Christ.
No, they meant the local place. That's how they knew where it was.
Brilliant.
All this says to me is this is just as a parent, another thing to worry about.
Well, do you know what I blame for dogging?
What?
Max Power magazine. Remember Max Power? Loads of cars, lasses with the boobies out, put them together, doggers.
Right. It's
That's
really
what I blame.
Low rent version of that though, isn't it?
Well, you know, you've got to start somewhere.
True. We pulled up at the site at about 11:30 one night and were absolutely shitting ourselves. A mixture of nerves, panic and adrenaline.
Yeah.
These emotions quickly included hysterics as a gentleman appeared and ejaculated onto the side window.
Brilliant. Straight away.
Just hello! you're at the right place.
Well, you know how when you go to a nightclub you get a hand stamp? That's your stamp for your car.
It's the entry stamp. Oh, God. Shortly after, we exited the car and were quickly joined by a few guys who were also...
Guys, can I just say there? Always guys. You're not going to see a female model there. It's just going to be bad. Sorry, have we just... someone just came... We've just glossed over the fact that someone came out and just spaffed all over the window. Like, what the fuck?
Like, it's the worst car wash in the world.
Right, so, right, couple of questions, right? I've got to go back to this. Was he waiting? Was he holding himself at the point?
I don't know.
Can you imagine what he's like? So he's holding himself at the point, like, I'm nearly there, I'm nearly there. Oh, not yet, not yet. Oh, here comes a car. Oh, fuck, no, they're driving past. One comes. Oh, no, they're fucking, they're U-turning, the three-point turning. Oh, I came too early. Fuck's sake.
Like, well, I don't know whether just got so excited that somebody else turned up.
But I mean, like, that's not even dogging that. Why is he there? If he just wants to jizz on fucking cars, he could do it in his street. He could do it in an NCP.
I've got a better idea. I think I know what this is.
What?
I don't think that was real cum.
Right.
I think that part of the dogging, that's part of the dogging experience.
Right, okay.
A bit like when, you know, when you go to the theme parks and they've got the thing where you walk through, like the Passage de Terror thing.
Right, okay.
I think they might just have...
Bit of water,
like,
vapor.
Yeah, and they'll be like, oh, so a newbie, oh, pretend to jizz on the car. Welcome the dogging. So that they can pass on to all of the, everyone, like us, talking about it now.
Right.
So now everyone thinks... When you go dogging, that happens, and it's like the thing. It's the code. Like.
So you think it might have just been like hand sanitizer, moisturizer?
I think it's fake, but I think they just do it as in like a conditioner. Straight perfect. That actually looks like it.
What a quick night at the office for him, though. If that was the case.
Yeah. No, he'd be bored.
Bye.
No, it's not really.
I know, but if he did, but that's
Anyway.
Jesus.
So.
They got out and loads of guys come over.
Joined by a few guys who were also in masks, including a Zorro mask.
Oh, does he do the jizz in a Zed?
And a full head silicone pig mask.
I mean, horrendous.
That's something of a horror film, isn't it?
It's like The Shining. It's like the end of The Shining, this. It's horrendous.
The four of us didn't really speak.
Brilliant.
Everyone knew why they were there.
Yep.
So things swiftly moved forward to us two being on all fours. And then it said, it's very vulgar.
Right.
Do you want us to say it?
So us two being on all fours. So he...
Well, he's bisexual, isn't he?
Yeah, but did they know? But then did they know? Were they not just waiting for girls? If they're guys,
no.
How do you know? So they just, obviously, they must have just got down and the guys must have just sort of organised themselves accordingly.
Any holes are gone in dogging, Chris. Okay. I don't think they're quite liberal.
It's just the fact that they didn't speak. Like, it's so strange, the whole set. Right, so they must know the code.
I know, how did they pick?
So they might not have gone into it, but they must have known the code. Go on, do the grubbiness. Do the grubbiness now.
Okay.
Guys, Rosie's going to tell me the grubbiness. You may hear it if it gets left in. If it doesn't get left in, I'll try and summarise it for you afterwards, clean.
Okay, so swiftly move forward to being on all fours, getting the living daylights pumped out of us. Her by Zorro and me by the grunting pig.
Yeah, that's fine. You can leave that in.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Sorry,
the living daylights. The living daylights.
Zorro.
Jesus Christ. Her by Zorro, me by the pig. What is... Oh, what's wrong with everyone?
I don't know. Anyway.
Horrendous.
I blame porn. No words were spoken throughout.
Good.
Not even at the end. Oh, that's a shame.
What do you want? Like, do you want them to go, hey, classic dogging, guys?
Just like, lovely to meet you. Thank you so much. You've scratched that itch.
Nah.
And I really appreciate it.
Nah, I feel
like you want? Do you want the same jizzing experience on your way out that you got in?
Do you want the passenger window done as well? Yeah. Do you want the passenger? Because we can do passenger window, windscreen and back windscreen for, you know, we've got a deal at the minute. We've got
loads of conditioner from B&M.
God. Honestly, I feel like at the end they should finish, right? And then they should all like just turn around silently and then put their fists in the middle, like a sort of American football team, and then just go, oh, dogging! And then just run off.
And then go.
Right, so not a word was spoken.
It upsets us that there's no words at all. So we got back in the car and went home to have the most thorough shower of our lives. What's the point?
That's just
like,
horrible.
How is that enjoyable? Oh, we went dogging, had sex, and I felt so disgusting at the shower. Like, that's awful. This would scar me for life. This is scarring me a little bit now.
We went home showered, not before going through the local car wash twice. All right, mate, welcome to the car wash. Would you like the basic package? Or can I have the deluxe, please, twice?
I'll come back through.
Good God.
A few days later, we were at uni for lectures in the studio and had appraisals with the lecturer in his office.
Shut up. Keep going.
The lecturer was a chap in his 50s, great sense of humour, always well-dressed in a smart coat and a scarf that I noticed was hung up in the corner of his office on a stand, which also held a silicon pig.
No fucking
mask.
Way! No way! No way! No way! Mm-hmm. I can't. That's...
I must have been white as he laughed and said I had nothing to worry about as my first term was going really well, etc. I was sweating like hell. My mouth was dry, but as I got up to leave, I mused, nice pig mask, to which he replied, oh, that thing, I just wear it to run around the woods. Ha ha ha. We never went dogging again.
Oh my fucking God.
I know.
Oh my God.
So it could have been his lecturer.
Oh.
Part of me, when I read this, I was like, oh. Then part of us was like, wouldn't it have been lovely if he'd have said, and I said, do you go dogging?
No.
No, and then the lecturer could have went, yes, I do.
Oh,
and then he could have went, that was me. And then they'd have got like married and lived happily ever after. And then there would have been a nice story out of dogging. Other
Rosie,
than just this.
There's never been a nice story out of a dog, and I'd put my house on the fact that there's never been our house on the fact that there's never been a nice story coming out of dogging.
Well,
that I can't. Uni lecturers are liberal. Do you know what I mean? Quite liberal, like people.
Okay, right. Okay. Well, my dad used to be
a
not
university
uni
lecturer.
College
lecturer.
Are they worse?
Yeah. Your dad's got a Zorro mask in the house, actually.
No, he doesn't. He absolutely does not. And don't you dare.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hi, Chris and Rosie.
Hi.
Would you rather orgasm every time you fart or fart every time you orgasm? Have we done this before?
No, that's no. Great.
So orgasm every time you fart or fart every time you orgasm?
The second one.
Right.
Because
yeah,
I'm married now. It wouldn't make a difference. We're married.
Okay.
We'd just go, look, this is... I'm
I know,
fart.
And I'm quite
sorry.
Gassy. So you'd be having blooming 17 orgasms a day, which isn't horrific, but it's just...
I couldn't imagine... Sneaking out a fart in public is hard enough without jizzing in your pants at the same time.
Yes. I think we can agree on that
That's me thought
yeah,
process.
That's mine too. I was like, how could I sneak out this pump in Asda? Without orgasm. None.
Bit of fucking nightmare. Every time.
Every
so what if
time.
So hold on. So what if you did sometimes you go like is that like six orgasms?
Yeah.
Oh fuck that. Fuck that.
Babadoo 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 ba.
Oh, this is interesting.
Okay.
Dear Rosie and Chris. After hearing you talk on the last episode about top sheets and the frequency of bedsheet washing, I thought now would be a good time for you to settle a debate between me and my flatmates.
Okay.
I live with my friends. Sometimes when I'm bored, I like to toddle into their rooms and flop on their beds for a chat to bug them while they're doing their uni work.
Right.
Occasionally, especially with my flatmate who is in a relationship, I will ask and joke about how sexy the sheets are, as in how much sweat, body fluids and other general sex grime is on the sheet, usually not liking her answer.
Oh.
One day we were talking about where the duvet goes while you're having sex.
Oh.
One flatmate says it's over the top of them, so
right.
They're underneath it. One says it's pushed to the bottom of the bed.
Right.
I explained that I only ever have sex on top of a made bed, on top of the covers.
All right, Your Highness. Jesus.
Everyone seemed quite confused by this, but I thought it was quite rational, because this way you only get one side of the duvet sweaty and the inside stays clean.
She's a fucking idiot. No, well, you get spunk on the top of your bed.
Yeah, but then you're sleeping inside of it, aren't you?
Well, but people walk in your bedroom and go, is that spunk on there?
My flatmates then asked, but how do you know which side is the sexy side? To which I replied, I only ever buy reversible bed sheets, so each side has a different pattern, so I know which is which.
Right.
So she's really thinking about this.
So not just that, so she is going into her flatmate's bedrooms and then lying down on the sheets. And the reason she's seeing how sexy the sheets, because she is using her parameters of someone's just had sex on top of these sheets.
Yeah.
So she's happily lying on a bit of fabric that she thinks someone has just had sex on.
Mm-hmm.
the hell's wrong with her? Well, stay in your own room, you fucking pervert. That's my answer here. I think duvet on top if it's cold.
Yeah, I like a duvet on top.
Yeah, duvet snuggy. Down if it's not. Duvet down if it's not. Mm-hmm. Maybe start with a duvet on top. If you get a bit hot, flick it down. Kick it down with your leg.
Yeah.
Socks on, always.
Ew. So it doesn't.
I'm joking.
Absolutely not. As if people still do that.
Socks on and sock braces on. Leather sock braces under the knee, tight with the two straps coming down for the sock.
I couldn't do it.
No. Possibly flip flops on as well.
Oh.
Not even sliders, flip flop with the bickles socks through the toe, push it right through the sock.
Nice.
One of them as well.
Horrible.
And maybe some kind of hat.
And a silicon pig mask.
Only for outdoors.
Babadoo, 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 ba. So it's quite a sexy episode, this one, because I've got another
sex-related
one here.
Glad you noticed.
Sexy. Everything this week is sexy.
There was nothing sexy about that dog and story, don't you dare.
I think you'll find that people will be masturbating to that dog and story.
Better not be.
They will be.
Better not be.
Mm. Hello, Rosie and Chris. Love, love, love the podcast. Thank you very much. Please keep me anonymous due to my job. I'm a teacher and I don't want any of my students knowing this.
Oh, shit.
Teachers. So this is the story of how me and my best friend became best friends.
Oh.
She was a friend of a friend who came on a night out with us.
Okay.
My friend went home just as we were heading to a club. So I was basically out with this girl who I'd only known for a few hours.
Right. Cool. That's cool.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been out with people in the past with people who I hardly know at all, and you're just like, well, you having a good night? I'm having a good night. Well, that's great.
I like that.
That's
great. Yeah, I like it.
We had a great night on the lash, and we ended up in a club where this group of guys started chatting us up. She got chatting to one guy, who she already knew, and I got chatting to his mate. The guys all lived in a house share and invited us back to theirs. Hey, up, we'd pulled, is what it says there. But when I got there, I got the strangest feeling I'd been in this house before.
Oh.
I just seemed to know where everything was. I kept this to myself and just thought in my drunken state that it was deja vu.
Got you.
My now kind of friend ended up in bed with the bloke she'd been chatting to, and I went upstairs with the bloke I'd been chatting to. When I went into his room, it again looked really familiar. Again, though, I ignored this, and we got down and dirty.
Hope the bed was made.
So do I. I woke up the next morning in this guy's bed and suddenly it hit me. I had been here before, a year ago. A one-night stand with the same guy.
No way.
Neither of us had remembered each other.
You slag bags.
That's horrible, isn't
that
it?
That is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
That, genuinely, like, I don't like to judge, and I know I am a bit of a prude, you know, for comedy effect. Mm-hmm. That's fucking shocking.
That's bad.
That's really bad.
You both slept with each other again without remembering that you've done it before. That's
so
horrific.
The guy, it definitely was the guy. It wasn't like last year in that house there was different uni students there.
No, I think it was the same guy. I mean,
it'd be amazing if it wasn't. It was just that room that you liked. No, like that was like a first year.
A completely different person
might
in the
been
same
a different
room.
Guy in the same, because it might be uni houses.
Oh my word.
They move
I never
out after
about
2 years,
that.
Don't they?
It could have been. Oh, what? Mortified, me and my friend said our goodbyes and got in a taxi. I said to her as soon as we drove off, you'll never believe this, and told her what I'd realised as I just couldn't hold it in. I initially worried she would judge me. Instead, we broke into hysterics and her response was, so you've shagged every bloke in the city, now you're going round again. And that's
nice.
Why she's my best friend.
Nice.
And that's lovely. Nice. Lovely end to your horrible, slaggy story.
Yes, yes. Please, I hope you, I imagine and I hope that you recognise the inside of the gum clinic as much as you recognise random men's houses. Stay safe,
See,
guys.
I always just want at the end. And then this is the story we told at our wedding. It never happens.
Yeah. Right. Never tell that story at your wedding, by the way.
I know, but
imagine being at a wedding where they tell that, and then I shagged her, and then we didn't. We shagged before. She recognised me room, not me or me dick. Imagine, she recognised me room, not any of the stuff we're talked about, not me name, not me course, not me physicality, nothing. She recognised me fucking room because she's that much of a filthy whore, and so am I. Jesus. No wonder there's a fucking pandemic.
I know.
Gee whiz, man.
Not me or me dick.
And that would be really weird if you didn't recognise, then he got his dick out and she looked at his dick and went, hold on, I think we've slept together before. Yeah. That would be really, I don't know why I said that. That would be really, really weird if she recognised your dick.
Oh, babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. My housemate has convinced me this is my only option to find the love of my life, and I need some help from the only people that are sufficiently qualified to deal with such an issue. I'm guessing that's us.
Well, we're not, but thank you for your misplaced confidence.
I'm originally from Newcastle, but the better side of the river. I don't know what that means.
Don't know what that means at all.
And probably not where we are, so that's fine.
Well, I mean, north of the river is Newcastle, south of the river isn't Newcastle, so what are you talking about?
The better side of the river.
But Newcastle is, but that it's only on one side of the river. Newcastle's north of the Tyne. There's no part of Newcastle south of the Tyne, I don't think. I think it's Gateshead south of the Tyne, and depending on what part of the Tyne. I think, I don't know what they're talking about.
Okay, fair enough. Anyway, she lives in London now.
Great. So... Fucking hell. Someone's going to get in touch, but I don't know if there's any part of Newcastle south of the river, but I don't think there's. I think it's Gateshead and everything south of the river.
I don't know, Chris. Got no idea. Anyway. Me and my future boyfriend, who doesn't even really know I exist or that I watch his every move, first met on the train to work a few weeks ago.
Oh my God, this is tragic. This is already tragic. We've literally gone from someone who shags so many people, she only recognises them by their fucking curtains, to someone who was literally lovingly staring at a stranger from afar. This is all ends of the spectrum.
That's what, it's diverse, this podcast. Great. Isn't it?
Love it, love it.
He is the best looking man I've ever seen.
Wow.
Even with a mask on. And every morning, I just properly look forward to seeing his face.
Sorry, is it a medical mask or a Zorro mask?
It's a COVID
got
mask.
Got you. Just checking when
this
was.
This is current.
Just checking when this was.
No, it's now.
He spunks the window can't even every see morning Harvey. In the car park.
Horrible. She can't even see Harvey's face. He must be absolutely drop-dead gorgeous.
I was thinking this the other day. Mm. I would not want to be single at this point. I would not want to be single and looking to mingle at the moment because you can't tell what people look like with the masks on. Mm-hmm. You can't tell.
Imagine if they've got rotten teeth.
Well, it's almost like in the summer when girls start wearing huge, giant fucking sunglasses and you can't really see what they look like.
Okay.
Plus, you can't go anywhere near or kiss anyone, so there's that as well.
There is that. Sometimes when I'm early, I still wait and get on that train just to see him.
Wow.
Very sad/embarrassing, I know.
Wow.
Please keep me anonymous, as I would be mortified if he listened to this and is happily in love with someone else.
I hope he's not, for her.
Also, can we just give a massive shout out and a big piss off to the really creepy man on the same train that also looks and sits/stands incredibly close to me and stares at me for the whole 12-minute journey? I find that a little bit hypocritical.
Hypocrite warning! What are you doing? You fucking, just when I was liking someone. Do you know what? I hope the man of your dreams, I hope he's married, right? I hope he's married.
Gay.
And I hope he gets back. Yeah, I hope he's married. Yeah, just so you, no, because then she'll know she didn't have a chance. I want to be straight.
All right,
I'm married
okay.
to a lady. And I want to get home and I want to go that fucking loser I was looking at on the train again, you know. Yeah, the one with the pervert who stands right next to her, yeah. How dare she? I stare at this man all day. By the way, can you shout out to this pervert who stares at me? How dare he? My future boyfriend who doesn't know I exist. Who do you think you are?
Oh, stop it. No. I still like her.
I hate her.
I have tried to do some of my own detective work, but to no avail.
Right.
My question for you is, what is the best opening chat-up line you've ever said/heard someone say/had used on you? And more importantly, any I can use on train guy without looking like the massive stalker that I am. I know Shy Bane's getting out, but I would just die if I had to see him every morning if he heard this. # bind train guy.
Right, okay.
So
okay.
She needs a good chat-up line.
See, I don't believe in chat-up lines. I believe in situational things.
Okay.
You can't just have a line that you say because it's just, you know, right. Someone might have said before, it needs to be situational, something in the moment. Mm-hmm.
Well, but there's Old Faithfuls.
What's Old Faithful?
Did it hurt?
No.
What?
No.
Why? What's wrong with that?
I'm not leading you in.
Come on.
Jesus Christ. Did what hurt?
When you fell from heaven.
Great. Yeah. Say that with a mask on. Yeah. That'll be good. Yeah. Say that with a mask on. No, being able to convey no facial expressions at all. Imagine that. So yeah, this is hard because if she tries to talk to this guy and he blanks her, then she is like going to have to see him every single morning.
Yeah.
But there is an earlier train that I think she's just explained there.
I've got another one.
Ask them the time, maybe. I don't know. It has to be situation. You just got to think of something. You got to think of something off the cuff in the moment. You know.
Could use yours that you did on me.
What?
Well, when I was putting my coat on at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Where are you going?
Where are you going? I said I'm going home, and you went.
Can I come?
Yeah, and I said. Yeah. Yes.
Only works if you're a famous comedian.
You weren't very famous then. No, you only had 20,000 followers.
I'll have you know
Twitter.
I was in my own VIP section in that club and you'd seen.
It was dusk at South Shields.
You'd seen.
There's another one she could use.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Is your dad in prison for burglary?
Right. Why? No.
Well, he should be because he stole the stars and put them in your eyes.
Jesus Christ. I would, honestly, if someone said that to me, I'd push them on the tracks.
Mm.
I'd push them on the tracks.
Yeah, I don't like chat up lines at all. It was quite funny, though.
What can she do? Can she ask them the time? But everyone's got a phone, haven't they?
I think they should get into a political debate.
Oh, that'll go well.
No, because then you'd know from the off.
Yeah.
Because if he doesn't agree with what you...
Great.
It's a very good tool at the moment, I think, right. Because there's something going on at the minute which is dividing the country.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if she spoke to him and he was either really one way or the other, she'd know. And you never know. She might have really differing views to her.
But how could
and
you
she'd
do
go,
that?
Right, I don't find you attractive anymore. Or he could take his mask off and he could be an absolute... He could be butters under there.
You never know.
Mm.
You never know. Well, I don't know. What could she say, though? Just walk up. Do you think Lady Gaga gave birth to Boris Johnson and Donald Trump? Because I heard that.
Well, actually, yes. Right, bye. See ya. And then to the other creepy guy, you got the time?
6 o'clock.
Babadoo, 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 ba. 85 episodes in, skin in the bin, cha-ching. Thank you for listening.
Don't know what any of that meant. Guys, thank you so much for listening. As always, if you want to get in touch, it's shagmarinoid@gmail.com. Please continue to rate and subscribe and all of that podcast-based patter that everyone fucking says. The book's out.
Yeah,
the book is still out and available. There's a Christmas push that we've got to get behind, so you'll see how flogging we're ways. And someone actually messaged me the other day saying that they'd watch me Prime special on Amazon. I just haven't mentioned that for ages. I don't know if people still realise it's on there. Me stand-up's on Prime. You're in the fucking house. Get that watched and all.
Yeah, why not?
There we go.
It's not bad. It's not that bad.
Might be a punch bag for sale soon when Rosie makes us take it down. We'll see what happens. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.